Agenda item number eight. Mr. Madden?
Yes.
Good morning.
When I first came into Buchanan County, I was informed, in spite of the fact that the Buchanan County was named after President Buchanan, that this Yankee cum-hee-haw was told that it was pronounced Buchanan County. From then on, I get the proper pronunciation there, too. Alrighty. Now, we're in Buchanan County. We're about 90 miles west of Blacksburg. And what the Board of Supervisors in Buchanan County would like to do is they'd like to retain a 50-foot long by 15-foot wide clearspan vehicular bridge crossing of Big Prater Creek along Deep Creek Road in Buchanan County. The bridge replacement program project is located at the intersection of Deep Creek Road and State Route 620 near the community of Deskins. And here we are, show kind of the straight due west of Blacksburg, a little bit closer, and this the little settlement or community of Deskins is right about here. This is the Big Prater River, Big Prater Creek, excuse me. And now we're a little bit closer. Right overhead, this is Deep Creek Road and Big Prater Creek. In August of 2004, Commission received and began the processing of a joint permit application for the county in request. What they wanted to do is to replace a vehicular bridge, which the county had recently downgraded to a 3-ton maximum weight limit structure. In response to a report that they'd received about the bridge being in bad shape. On September 29th, the commission received a telephone call from an adjacent property owner. I wasn't able to get the actual location of where the adjacent property owner was. They didn't give me any follow-up information, except they just gave their name. And they indicated that the bridge had already been built. Let me show you what they want to build. I'm sorry, what has been constructed. And this is the crossing. The stone you see here is the abutment, bridge abutment. And it's going to be a clear span over the creek. Here we have this is what was in bad shape. It's a steel and concrete structure. You'll see in a moment that the condition of the abutment wall is in pretty poor shape. And what's below is the clear span, what was constructed over the creek with the concrete abutment on either side. This is what the bridge looked like prior to the demolition and reconstruction. You see the steel underneath here. And that's the condition looking up underneath the bridge. By letter dated shortly after we contacted the county on October 30th, 2014, we wrote the agent and asked them to explain exactly what the trouble was, why they decided they were going to construct the bridge or reconstruct the crossing without finishing up the joint permit application process. On December 23rd, 2014, we received a copy of a letter from Mr. Marcus Statliner, and he is the county and road engineer. He addressed our recent request for additional data concerning the violation. His letter, which was addressed to Terra Tech Engineering Services, that's the agent, was dated December 11, 2014, and it was intended to provide Buchanan's response to our inquiry. The engineer explained that Buchanan County is one of only two counties in Virginia that maintains and operates a county road system, and their system includes over 200 bridges. The bridges were required to be inspected in 2011, and numerous bridges were determined to be in very poor condition, as you can see here, and in need of immediate repairs. It was also determined that Deep Creek Bridge needed to be replaced. However, it was not the most critical of the bridges surveyed. The bridge was downgraded, as I mentioned a moment ago, so that to allow for smaller, lighter vehicles to cross, continue the crossing, and continue to provide service to the neighborhood. The engineer explained that there were numerous delays in obtaining the necessary easements and authorizations from the adjoining neighbors, and that they received correspondence from the Army Corps of Engineers indicating that it may take 4 months to process the application. Accordingly, due to the increased deterioration of the structure and safety concerns, the county felt it was in the best interest of their citizens to proceed with the construction upon reaching an agreement with the neighbors. This is what they built. In comments dated February 9th, 2015, prior to our putting this on the agenda, the game department stated that they documented the presence of a threatened snail, the brown supercoil, in the project area, but that based on photographs of the site, it was not likely to have been present. They also noted that the Big Prater Creek is designated as a stockable trout stream, a stockable trout stream, but that since the work had been completed, that no coordination was necessary. Finally, they noted a documented occurrence of a federally threatened or endangered plant or animal species, recommended coordination with the Department of Conservation and Recreation Division of Natural Heritage. Given the after-the-fact nature of the project, no further coordination was conducted. Here's another view of the roadway. No other state agency commented on the project, and we received no public comment in response to our public interest review. In the way of a summary and recommendation, staff is always concerned with projects that are commenced or completed prior to receiving the necessary authorization. In this instance, we understand the county's public safety concerns associated with the continued degradation of the bridge, but we remain troubled by the fact that the county failed to advise us of their decision to proceed prior to receiving a permit. Nevertheless, given the circumstances, staff recommends approval of the project with a triple permit fee of $300 given the after-the-fact nature of the project, and recommend the commission not impose any civil charge. I left that there for your review, and I'm here to answer any questions you have.
Buchanan County now knows this as well. Any questions from the commission? Mr. Erskine.
So there was no contact, once they made the decision that this was in disrepair and it was a safety concern, there was no contact to the commission, even though they had started the permit process?
Correct. Yes. They thought everything, the Army Corps was taking too long. They also got they really worked hard on the access issues with the neighbors. According to the agent, when that gelled, they realized that the handshake agreement might actually break apart too. So I think that, if I might, I think that's why they moved. They didn't want that to become delay the project anymore. The neighbors were okay with it. They were comfortable with it. It had everything to do with where they were going to put the access equipment and put equipment down there and get to it. And once that sort of gelled, they moved.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter, either pro or con? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Any discussion? Any action? Mr. Erskine?
I'd just make a comment that, the last couple of agenda items are after the fact, permit requests, and it's a little bit disappointing, that in this case in particular, was not followed through, or at least an advisement or a notification made to you or the commission about this is the situation, it's a safety risk, we have a handshake agreement, let's move forward if that's okay. You know, it's just a little bit disappointing. I would make a motion to accept staff recommendation, but I just want to make a comment that it's a little bit disappointing to see these after-the-fact permits, especially when a county knows they're going through the permit process and they have not received, you know, final permit. So
I would add here that I dream of the day that we never ever again see an after-the-fact permit request. Wishes and fishes. We have a motion by Mr. Erskine to accept staff recommendation.
Second.
Second by Mr. Sessions. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any no? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously.